Blackstone Audiobooks presents Desolation Island by Patrick O'Brien. Chapter 1. The breakfast parlour was the most cheerful room in Ashgrove Cottage, and although the builders had ruined the garden with heaps of sand and unslaked lime and bricks, and although the damp walls of the new wing in which this parlour stood still smelt of plaster, the sun poured in, blazing on the covered silver dishes and lighting the face of Sophie Aubrey as she sat there waiting for her husband. A singularly lovely face, with the lines that their earlier poverty had marked upon it quite smoothed away, but it had a somewhat anxious look. She was a sailor's wife, and although the Admiralty in the goodness of its heart had allowed her the company of her husband for a surprising length of time, appointing him, much against his will, to the command of the local sea fencibles in recognition of his services in the Indian Ocean, she knew that this period was coming to an end. The anxiety changed to unmixed pleasure as she heard his step. The door opened. A ray of sun fell on Captain Aubrey's beaming face, a ruddy face with bright blue eyes, and she knew as certainly as though it had been written on his forehead that he had bought the horse he coveted.
"There you are, sweetheart,"
he cried, kissing her, and lowering himself into a chair by her side, a broad elbow chair that creaked beneath his weight.
"Captain